Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, on Tuesday, a new law took effect, and Californians were prevented by law for doing what for this whole week?
Gee, I live in California. Bet I've been doing it over and over again. We're not allowed to... Okay, except for one day a week, I think they are still allowing it, deal drugs near elementary schools. And that's only if some of the proceeds go to education.
No. That's why all the gangsters in the corner were going, oh, fiddlesticks.
Exactly.
Oh.
No, that was a hint.
Oh, they were going, no cursing.
Exactly. It's no cuss week in California this week.
By law?
Decreed by law, duly passed by the state assembly. The statewide ban follows a cuss-free week in Los Angeles last year that was successful. But many residents are concerned.
What do you mean it was successful?
Yeah, how did they measure that?
This is another one of these studies that you guys get your hands on here. What do you mean it was successful?
Well, people enjoyed it. People liked this message that it was sending to our youth.
What people?
You know, the people.
Yeah, they. And, you know, anybody with half a brain was out on the street cursing. Certainly didn't have time to call in and say, isn't this fun, gosh golly?
The whole thing was inspired by a South Pasadena high school student who started a no-cussing club at a school a couple years ago. Amazingly, he has not cussed once, even though he has spent the intervening 2 years stuffed in his locker.
And deservedly so.
I get so tired of the notion that somehow using a curse word leads, you know, it's like the gateway to bigger crime. Like, it's really something we need to take a look at and make sure we're not doing. There is no relationship between cursing and, frankly, anything else. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. I one time was at a library in Santa Monica, and I asked the librarian to help me because I wanted to find the history of curse words. And, in fact, there is such a book. And so the woman took me and showed me where it was, and I took a look at it, and I wanted to check it out because I needed more time with it. And it was, and she, I said, can I check this out? And she goes, oh no, we would never get it back. Like, if naturally you even had an interest in how these words came into being and became so frightful that you would naturally take that next step into the crime of stealing the book. I mean, there's no relationship. And this was a librarian. This was an intelligent woman. I'm really upset for California, I'll tell you. I think this kind of law...
You didn't even know this existed 4 minutes ago.
No, but you know what? The whole state has been bothering me for a while.
You got through this entire rant without swearing, which I find impressive.
It was really hard.
I can tell.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there.